going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Lakers trying to move the page, pick up the pieces, and figure out how are they going to maximize Luka Doncic and LeBron James together. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, and, you know, J.J. Redick, because he's no shy violet, comes out and he's already taking shots at his own team. And we all know who he's talking about, Perloff, when he started talking about the team having to get into, quote-unquote, championship shape. That was not a shot at Rui Hachimura. You know, this is obviously Luka Doncic and his conditioning has been a talking point now for what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think where you and I disagree on this is what does J.J. Redick really have to lose here? If he can take some risk, I think you have to think radically. Like, how do you pressure Luka into being all that Luka could be? You need him to really step up on defense. How do you build, you know, I think you have to take a sort of desperate swing to add to the roster. Like, you're not, the team that I saw, the Lakers, are not trending towards an NBA championship. I think it's time to really try and do things differently. And I think maybe that's what J.J. Redick's all about. He's sort of a different NBA coach.
Okay, we're talking about two different things. One is roster construction, right? And we'll get into that in a minute, which I don't know how much control J.J. or influence he'll have over that. They've got a front office for that. You've got influential agents in the building, like LeBron's agent, stuff like that. But I'm talking about the message you can control, which is your message to your players. And let's hear Manny J.J. Redick from yesterday. So the body's not even cold yet, as they say. You know, season just ended, and you just had a gentleman sweep at the hand of the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards is crowing, leaving the arena. Everyone's talking smack. You fell way short of expectations this year by losing in the first round. And J.J. Redick said some people need to get in better shape.
We have a ways to go as a roster, and certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
Okay, so J.J. Redick is not stupid. He just worked in the media for the last few years successfully. He knows that if he brings up anything about getting in shape with regards to Doncic, and he didn't even mention Doncic, you don't even have to. This isn't just regular coach speak because of who's on your roster. He knows he's starting a fire potentially, and he's fanning flames certainly in the media. So publicly shaming the guy, I don't know if I would have taken that tact. I think the first thing you do is approach the dude behind the scenes, and I find it hard to believe he could have done that considering the season ended 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, but what good would that do? I mean, where are you going with that?
Maybe Doncic gets the point when you handle it behind the scenes. Like,
yeah, but I'm assuming that Dallas tried that too.
Well, Dirk Nowitzki, we know, I think they tried to have a conversation about that. But if you're the head coach, I question the tactic. I question the process. Yeah. And Brian Windhorst yesterday, who's as plugged in as anybody, had an interesting commentary on JJ where he said he felt like he coached immaturely during the playoffs. Not personally, but that he coached immaturely. And I think this is an extension of that.
Why would they do that?
I think this is an extension of, you know, giving the moment a chance to breathe, number one, but two, at least trying to get to a guy behind the scenes first before you feel like you got to do the nuclear option, which is calling him out, even though it's not by name in the media.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I kind of like the tough love situation here. Like, it's time to start calling people out on that Lakers team. The way they just lost in five games to a team that they were favored to beat. Like, you call people out.
Okay, well, I could call J.J. Redick out because nobody's perfect. And if you want, superstars hold a lot of power in the NBA. And if I were Luka, and I'm not saying he is responding negatively to it. I'm just saying if he doesn't like being called out publicly, he could turn the howitzer back on J.J. and say, why did you not give me a rest? Why did you do this? Why did
because
you do
we
that?
Know,
Redick
we know
hasn't
that
done anything
work.
As a coach. You know?
Yeah, but that it didn't. I know J.J. Redick made a mistake playing all the starters second half, but that wouldn't have worked anyway. There's no, Luka can't say anything right now. He just got beat, you know? And if Luka wants to get JJ fired because of this, what does that say about Luka?
Well,
that he can't get publicly called out, that he's thin-skinned?
I would just say, I think we did put this poll up literally yesterday with who do you blame most for the Lakers, you know, falling out of the first round and losing in the first round. And I know this is unscientific, but J.J. Redick and LeBron wore a lot more of that than Luka did. So yeah. I don't think the public is turning on Luka here.
But this isn't about the public. This isn't about J.J. This is about how do you win a championship. It's the only thing. You're a Lakers coach. You're a Lakers star. It doesn't matter if the public likes you. It doesn't matter who wins the poll. It matters how do I get a ring. And I think that's my point about both. You have to try something different. You have to try something a little radical. I mean, J.J. Redick's a radical hire. The dude was in the television booth and doing a podcast with LeBron. I think it's you have to think differently and try different things. You can't just sort of hope that this all comes together magically.
See, I think the hiring of Redick shows just how much the antenna is up for the Lakers and how much they do respond to the public or what they see outside the building. It may end up being a great hire, but it was a media hire, right? And JJ had a great career.
But the media killed the hire.
No, but it was like, I think you're saying, yes, it's all about wins and losses for the Lakers. But I think the Lakers also are one of those teams that very much has their, like, licks a finger and puts it up to the wind to see what's going on, whether it's being influenced by the outside forces or inside. Why do we think Frank Vogel and Darvin Ham got fired? Because they were terrible coaches? No. They got fired for other reasons, mostly because I think the players didn't like them, and then the media got on them, and then it became a firestorm.
Well, that's
so
why I like
that
this.
Happens in real life.
I like this Redick doing something that obviously the media is not going to like, calling out his team, but that's kind of cool in a sense. This is J.J. Redick doing things that are media friendly? He's doing the exact opposite. He's just unmedia friendly move after unmedia. He's doing what he has to do to think what he thinks he has to do to win. And honestly, what's the alternative? Like him playing the PR game? Where's the PR game gotten them?
Well, it's been 5 seconds. He's been coaching Luka for 3 months. This is not a lot of time has passed here. How well do you even know your star to know whether this is going to be effective?
We've been watching Luka for six. Well, how many years has he been playing in the NBA? It seems like the same guy.
Well, here's the thing. You said that like no one's ever, the Mavericks didn't call him out publicly. They just traded him.
Right.
It's as big of a public call out as you can possibly
have. Well,
which
is better? Should the Lakers just trade him then?
No. I'm just saying that you're saying that Luka's never been called to the mat on this publicly about his conditioning. And I would say the trade in February was the contrary of that. That was, and then Nico Harrison leaked to every single reporter in the NBA that it was about the conditioning and the hookah and the beer and all that stuff.
Right. They got rid of him.
Right. So publicly, he has been called out on this.
But they didn't try calling him out publicly before they traded him. As far as I know, I never saw the Mavs complaining about his conditioning. They might have. I just missed it. But regardless, like, what would you do, Maggie? How would you fix this ship?
First, I would go to the player because I always hear about guys wanting to be approached like, come to me like a man, you know, man to man. Not having to go through the media, that feels desperate. And to be honest, I thought J.J. coached desperate. You know, the Maxi Kleber playing in the fourth quarter who hadn't played in 3 months and all that stuff. And this feels like a continuation of that. It's a desperation move when you're about to go into the offseason. We're not desperate yet.
I think the Lakers have to think desperate now. I think this is, they have 1 year to figure out something, and they have to try go way, way outside the box. Otherwise, they're not getting out of this Western Conference. And if that happens, ultimately, Redick will only be judged by one thing. Does he win a title in L.A.?
Well, Frank Vogel won a title in L.A. How did that go?
Well, yeah, I mean, at least he's, yeah, I think he did fine.
They fired him.
Yeah, but his reputation's fine.
Fired him.
But I'm just saying, J.J. Redick will never, like, honestly, J.J. Redick can make a million enemies. He walked out of the press conference if he didn't like the question. And all that matters for him is wins and losses. And you got it. They are a desperate team. Like, what? You can't just roll the same team out next year.
Well, that's not going to. So that's different. That's team building.
You can't roll the same Luka out next year. Like, he's got to change. He's got to play defense.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Do you like this approach from J.J. Redick, which is basically saying the team has to get in championship shape? That's not for Gabe Vincent. That is for Luka Doncic, and we all know it. Now, as for team building, I'm glad you brought that up. Here is general manager Rob Pelinka. Manny, can I hear cut 12? Rob Pelinka on the Lakers building a roster that's up to LeBron James's expectation.
He's a completely selfless leader, and I think we saw that in this playoff series, moving to playing more off the ball and committing to the defensive end. And I think it's just a testament to his championship DNA and character. And I think LeBron's going to have high expectations for the roster, and we're going to do everything we can to meet those. But I also know that whatever it is, he's going to still give his 100% every night.
Okay. LeBron's influence over the roster is my question. Yeah, he's going to have expectations. Sure, it's LeBron. But how much influence will he have, right? Like, LeBron has done power plays in the past that have been sometimes just outright blatant. I mean, getting Anthony Davis to the Lakers 2 years before he hit free agency was almost unprecedented at the time. The Russell Westbrook thing, not all of them have been winners, but there's still a big question, obviously, getting Bronny drafted. But we still haven't gotten a definitive answer about whether or not LeBron knew about the Luka trade, like, beforehand, Pearl. Did he have a hand in it? Did he understand it? Or did the Lakers do that behind his back, too? How much influence do you think LeBron has over the current Lakers roster and what do this offseason?
No, I think he has influence in the sense that he says, I'm going to be here for 1-2 years. Give up your future draft picks, right? So he's going to influence it. Clear all the bullets out of the gun.
Right.
I want to trade Austin Reeves for a big man. Just like, let's go. Let's get rid of all the young players and all the draft picks and bring in stars. You'd love Giannis. But if you're not going to get Giannis because that's impossible, then start going down a rung or two. I don't care about the future, what this team looks like in 5 years. Bring it all in now. And I do think LeBron is going to demand that.
Okay, but you have the Lakers who just made this blockbuster trade for Luka that's about, yes, now, but also about the future. So can you really afford to Wild West this thing and just go six shooter and F them picks and all of that stuff?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
What if it's a young player like Jaren Jackson who Memphis, who's been rumored too, he's 25 or something, like they got him for 10 years just like Luka. I think it is going to be.
That's more disciplined, I think, to trade for someone like Jaren Jackson. You're talking about empty the clip for Giannis, which is not going to happen. It'd be too difficult to do that trade. But, you know, that's like you'd have to mortgage not just the future, like the future's future. I don't know.
Well, do they have four first round picks they can trade? They're allowed to trade, or five?
Yeah, we're extending out now to like 30,
yeah, I'm
20,
looking up,
38.
But I think you have to give all five for Jaren Jackson. So, and I think teams would be nervous. I literally think you have to give all five. And LeBron is going to ask them to do that, where I think a normal GM would not want to do that. In a normal situation, you wouldn't want to do that. But I think he's going to say, listen, bring him in now. I know you won't have a draft. But that means that's the last move you can make. You're done. This is it for the next 10 years.
So, Pearl, if you're convinced that LeBron's going to play for like another season, right?
I think
he'll definitely play next year. I mean,
yeah, no. I think he's coming back. Your question is another season or two more seasons, or?
Well, let's listen to Shams Charania, shall we? He was on the Pat McAfee show, yesterday.
What?
Hypothesizing whether LeBron could be in this for even the longer haul.
My dog.
Bryce James, his son, does that factor play into it at all? His son is going to be potentially draft eligible in 26 next year. So if he feels at some point next year Bryce James might be an NBA player, might be a draft eligible player, does he extend that window? I think that's the only potential carrot caveat that you think of out there that could keep LeBron James even longer than at least one more year.
Wow. We're going to do this all over again with Bryce James now, which is at equal parts like impressive, but also, I mean, the Bronny thing has been cool for LeBron, but that is, you know, it's not been fruitful at all from a basketball standpoint.
Yeah.
He's going to do this again with Bryce?
You've already done the damage with Bronny. You might as well bring Bryce in, right?
Oh, my goodness.
People even notice Bryce?
Oh, this would be crazy.
It's like a second child. You know, the second child could get away with anything because the first child took all the all the blame.
Does anybody know if Bryce is even better than Bronny?
He's definitely not.
He's worse, right? His ratings worse.
Is he worse? He's going to the University of Arizona, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not.
He's ranked lower than
Bronny. It doesn't matter. Better, worse. I mean, does he have two legs, like in two arms? Yeah. That's it.
He's 6'7", isn't he?
Yeah, he's way taller than Bronny, for sure.
Yes.
It doesn't. He could be 5'7". It's not about that. This is like...
Right, no.
Bronny was not an NBA player. I don't know if Bryce is going to be. Like, the fact that LeBron would do this power play a second time. Like, what's the daughter's name? Zahara? Like, do we get her like a spot in the Sparks? Like,
I like that.
Yeah, so do I. With Cameron Craig.
That being said, I think
you guys are the problem.
I think we all got so upset about Bronny. I don't think there's going to be energy there to get mad about Bryce.
Oh, we're all worn out.
Yeah, like who cares?
The takes have been had.
Oh, the Laker fans will.
They'll
riot.
Lose it.
Yeah, I think you're underestimating how. I mean, again, Rage said he wants to fight J.J. Redick out there. Like, they are a crazy group. Some of them don't even accept LeBron still.
That's a fact.
We had a caller yesterday who said he'd never want him because he was a carpetbagger.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, which he is, by the way, which I'm interested in. Like, you think this is going to be in L.A.? That's interesting.
Oh.
LeBron is not. LeBron is a, as I say, a sports ad. He watches NBA TV. He saw that Knicks-Pistons series. He is saying, get me to the East. I guarantee he wants. Bring the whole family out to.
Back to Cleveland?
Will Cleveland be the number one choice? Like, I think he's got to get this whole party out of the West. Because, unfortunately, that's what's happening. I mean, look at the monsters out there. They're all young. They're all getting better. LeBron wants to win another title. So that's the bottom line, too. The Lakers, that's why I started. They're in a desperate spot. Maggie, you got to try radical moves. You got to call out Luka publicly. You got to bring in Bryce James. You got to do anything
can.
You got to do anything.
What?
You need the cavalry here. You can't just run this team back.
No. They're not going to run the team back. They've already said that they're not going to run the team back. But
they had to change their philosophy, too. They're just trying to win around the margins with guys like Jared Vanderbilt and Dorian Finney-Smith and even Austin Reeves to some extent. They can't keep winning. They can't add around the margins. It's time to really think differently.
But counterpoint, though, the last time they did that, they brought in Russell Westbrook.
And that was at LeBron's behest.
Right. And it couldn't have been a worse disaster.
But he was a mid-level, wasn't he?
No, they traded for him.
They traded for him.
Yeah, but he was sort of like around the mid-level exception kind of contracted. Or was he?
He was still having a triple-double in Washington.
But come on. I'm saying like
they got a radical. That was a radical move.
Like, wasn't it?
It was thought to be a finishing piece.
Yeah, exactly.
With Anthony Davis, LeBron.
They traded guys who won championships with them.
Who had just won.
Yeah.
KCP.
Wasn't it like a KCP versus Russell Westbrook? It wasn't like It wasn't like they got Giannis.
Kuzma got traded in that too.
I think it was DeMar DeRozan versus
DeMar DeRozan, right.
Who's a much better player than Russell Westbrook was at that time.
And that was LeBron's mistake. I mean, you read the stories about that. All the meetings were going down at LeBron's house, you know, not even at the Lakers facility.
But they need a much, much, much bigger move than Russell Westbrook.
I don't know if it's possible. I guess that's the question, right?
I think it is.
Like Giannis?
I mean, Jaren Jackson.
This guy is a defensive player of the year. Like, how are you getting Jaren Jackson?
They're the Lakers. Maggie
says
the Lakers can't have anybody.
And you're right.
Including
and
Bryce James.
And I feel stupid even asking the question. I'm being real. But, like, Jaren Jackson's a very good player. This guy's a multiple-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year. That's not a guy you could just, you know
snap your fingers.
Give a ham sandwich and you get him in a Laker uniform, you would think.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If you want to weigh in on J.J. Redick basically calling out Luka Doncic and saying we need to get in championship shape, or how much influence will LeBron have over the roster?
Counterpoint, by the way.
Yeah.
You say Jaren Jackson is a Laker sounds crazy. Like, how are they going to do that? Luka Doncic is on the Lakers right now.
I know.
And it was an all-time boneheaded trade by Dallas.
These magical players just appear on the team. It just happens. It's the one thing we know about NBA history.
Coming up, you're welcome to weigh in. And also, we're going to do something a little different on this Friday because it's been such a big week. So many things. Basically, so many people have won and lost this week. Like, lots of stocks ups, lots of stocks down. We're going to do a unconventional Friday M&P 500 just to keep score on who is up and who is down after an eventful week. Stay with us.
Hey, LeBron, we're pulling for your groin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Normally we do this on Mondays, stock up, stock down in the sports world, but there's so many wild swings this week. Much like the actual stock market, there's a lot of turbulence. I think we have to measure where we are on Friday. Why don't you get us started, Maggie? Stock up.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go stock up here. The Miss Maine competition, which is happening in a couple weeks, where Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, and like right-hand person, right-hand lady, is going to be competing, Pearl, to then go to the Miss USA pageant. She's got to win this thing, right? I mean, look at all the attention she's getting. This is not just a sports story. I went to get my hair done yesterday, hairdresser, and all the ladies were talking about it in there. Belichick and this relationship, and they don't know what I do for a living. They were just talking about it on their own. It's crossed over.
When you say not just a sports story, is it actually a sports story in the first place? You just talked about the Miss Maine competition.
I'm saying stock up Miss Maine competition.
Are you saying that the judges of the Miss Maine competition are going to go for hype? I mean, how's she going to perform, Maggie?
I don't even know what her talent is. Well,
how's
we can
her
all
speech?
Guess. Well, anyway, the Miss Maine competition. I was going to say being organized, but I don't know how you do that in a pageant.
We're not going to talk about that.
Miss Maine competition, which I didn't even know there was such a thing. Suddenly the stock up, so I hope those people are getting it together. A lot of eyeballs.
I'll go stock up. Guy who has not had a lot of stock ups, but now it is his time. Nico Harrison had the best week of any single person in the NBA. To see Luka go out in 5 games. And then have his coach call out his fitness. Oh, my God. This could not have worked out better for the Dallas Mavericks embattled general manager. He can now at least make an argument that he was right to give up on Luka Doncic. Because I think 2 weeks ago when the Lakers were playing great, he was at the bottom of the rung in the NBA. Now at least he has a case. I still think he's probably considered the architect of the worst trade in NBA history. But it's a little better.
Yeah, I mean, he's never didn't get nearly enough for Luka, though. That will never change. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I don't know if you can ever really say his stock's up.
Because it sounds like he kept the trade top secret. We were talking earlier in the show. He didn't even tell LeBron. He had to open it up so people could make offers for Luka. He should have gotten every draft pick in the world, and he doesn't have it.
My stock down, I got a couple stock downs. It was easier to find the stock downs this week than the stock up, to be honest. I'm going to go with Jeff Ulbrich. Tough week. Your son was caught on camera as part of a prank call situation to Shador Sanders. You had to call the Sanderses and apologize, publicly have a press conference. You didn't even do it. It's your bonehead kid who did it, who's acting like a bonehead. I have no idea if the kid's actually whatever. But and you got fined $100,000 on top of it. And I know he makes like $1.5 million, but that's going to hurt.
It's a crazy fine. I mean, it's a huge fine.
And now everyone knows your kid for probably not the maybe good things he's ever done, but they know him as this clown. And it's like the laughing stock and all of that stuff. It's got to be terrible. We're parents. This has got to, and you got to hurt for your kid because now they've been publicly out there. And then on the Sanderses were nice to not make it a bigger thing because they could have really blown that out if they said this is unacceptable. And if they didn't take the high road, it could have gotten even worse.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think actually, in a weird way, Jeff Ulbrich spinned this in a positive, made the best of it. I think at the end of the day, Dion's a pro. And I think he turned to Dion and said, I'm so sorry, this is my son. I'll bet you Dion related. I'll bet you maybe they could form a relationship here. Like, maybe you could take this low moment and turn it into a positive. And I think he did the best he could with that. You don't think so? I think Jeff Ulbrich actually came out, BCK at that press conference. People were like, okay, he stood up for the mistake. I think his reputation is actually better today than it was yesterday. You don't think people are like feeling the way he apologized to Dion? I think Dion appreciated it.
Maybe, but he's the new guy in the building. He just got fired from the Jets. And then this is the way you kind of like, this is your first big public thing that happens with the Atlanta Falcons is your dumb kid, you know, or your kid made a dumb move.
Yeah, no, my point was when it first happened, his stock couldn't have been lower. I think he increased his stock by the way he handled it. I think he handled it as well as you possibly could. And also, too, they haven't had a pass rusher in about 40 years in Atlanta. So that's a much bigger problem for Jeff Ulbrich. Because if they go 10-7, then you know what I say. All is forgiven. Give me the NFC South title. Another stock down?
No, go ahead.
My stock down is Mike Trout. So here's the report. Mike Trout went on the 10-day injured list for left knee soreness. The team, the manager, Ron Washington, says, oh, it's only a bone bruise in Trout's left knee. Come on.
Does he even have a left knee?
I mean,
at this point,
anyone trying to minimize a Mike Trout injury to us is just too much damage. We're not going to buy it. Mike Trout, even if they say it's just a bone bruise, I don't expect to see him until the year 2027. No, I'm just so nervous about this guy. He's actually hitting a lot of home runs. He's hitting terribly, but he's hitting a lot of home runs. And it just seems he cannot get out of the way of the injuries. It's really depressing as a baseball fan.
Well, and ipso facto, if Mike Trout's stock is down, then Manny Rodriguez also takes a hit here because he has Mike Trout in our show Home Run Derby.
I hate this sport.
Do you want to see something funny? But I did not know this about Trout. I was doing deep dive. He's hitting 179 this year. Is that weird?
Well, he's got a hurt knee.
With 9 home runs. He was tied for the league lead in home runs.
Sounds like
that's
a Yankee.
That's not like Mike Trout.
Low betting, a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, he will be a Yankee.
Not like Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mike Trout's like a 300 career hitter. Anyway, we will not see him for at least 10 days, but I fear it's more.
I got another stock down for you. And you'd think Shador Sanders' stock would be down, right? And it is. But I actually think Andrew Berry, the general manager, his stock is worse. Because I do think there's a contingent of people now who are rooting for Shador to turn this around and prove people wrong and still holding out hope that he could actually be a good quarterback. Andrew Berry, I think, stock is down because this makes no sense still. We think that the owner stepped in to make the pick. We were told by Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns, that is absolutely not true, that this was an Andrew Berry pick. And I think that he made a huge mistake here inviting this type of circus into the Browns facility into a very, very crucial year for him. They botched the Deshaun Watson thing so badly, and the owner may have stepped in to offer unprecedented money, but Berry's the one who traded all those picks. And
well, I mean, you weren't getting him without those picks, but yeah.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, like, they jeopardized, you know, a lot with the organization with that. And they pulled off a really, I think, a good move trading with Jacksonville, but I think Andrew Berry's stock is down because it looks like a not a panic move. That's not it. It looks like a inexplicable move to bring in Dylan Gabriel in the third round, then Shador in the fifth.
Well, the only thing I would say, we're talking as stock as an analogy, he was already a penny stock because him and Stefanski won three games last year. He didn't have that much farther to go down. That's a guy I don't think, based on the results of the Browns and the fact that they don't have a quarterback, I mean, is there any chance that they're not going to be tanking for next year? So I'm not sure.
So why bring Shador in? Like, none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose. I don't know.
I think somebody was doing the Sanders a favor, right? That's the thinking. It could have been him, by the way. We don't know.
What's he getting back?
Well, maybe.
Signed jersey from Deion?
No. Why does anybody do a favor for anybody? Relationship somewhere? There's a guy, the Browns quarterback coach, played with Deion. I think somebody was... Deion has a lot of friends in the NFL. I'm surprised. We thought the Raiders or the Cowboys were going to step up. Maybe Andrew Berry thinks he has a trade asset here. Hey, maybe... By the way, maybe he got a great draft bargain. If we consider that Shador is going to play there and be good?
I don't think that's possible. If Shador may be good, it's not going to happen in Cleveland.
I mean, it's an option. It's at least a 1% chance. Will you give me 1%?
All right, so that's your rare Friday stock up, stock down from the Maggie and Perloff show. Andrew Bogish is here with the latest headlines.
Guys, this is movie trailer voice time from the executive producer of...
Yeah, finally!
Comes Double Bang, a basketball story.
Down to 12 seconds. Brunson holding. Nick's trying to wait.
Oh! Brunson, three! Ah! Let's go! Let's go! Get the f*** out of here, Detroit! Let's go! Let's go!
Not on a treadmill, but still, EJ, live, Knicks Pistons, end of game six last night.
I'd be a little, I mean, EJ, I know you're from the mean streets of New York City. I wouldn't say bleep Detroit. I don't have that kind of stones.
Get the f*** out of here, Detroit!
Nope, not me.
The bus has already left Detroit on its way here.
Nope, Detroit is tough. And
let's go!
I'm sorry, Eminem. I'm sorry, Big Sean. Sorry,
Bad
Barry.
Boy Pistons.
Sorry, Barry Sanders. Sorry, yeah. Dan Campbell.
Mm-mm.
But
Rick Horn.
Get the f*** out of here, Detroit!
I'd be afraid Detroit would show up at my door.
Well, their slogan is Detroit versus everybody.
Mm-hmm.
100 Detroits versus EJ. That ends very quickly. That ends very quickly.
You will be powder.
Yeah, that ends very quickly.
Guys, I wasn't at the celebrity kickball game last summer, but did Asar Thompson last night look like EJ destroying his knee on the last Brunson three?
Both looked painful in the moment.
Okay.
Let's go!
If you're asking when EJ hurt his knee at the Deion Dawkins celebrity kickball game or Asar Thompson, who's still sliding off a court somewhere because Jalen Brunson crossed him up.
By the way, should they have sent help for Jalen? I was thinking on that play. EJ?
Oh, double him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should have.
Because Schroeder wasn't covering anybody. He was just sort of standing, picking daisies.
Well, Maggie's point, though, like, he did a really good job a couple of possessions earlier.
Yeah.
Brunson had 40 points.
I'm aware.
The very previous possession, he cut him off twice and then knocked the ball away at the first shot clock violation.
Generally, in that situation, he couldn't foul. Brunson had, you can't foul him. So Brunson had him in his will. We all knew. Yeah, it was a good shot, by the way. I was like, double team Jalen Brunson. Nobody shot the ball in 9 minutes. They're going to be cold as heck.
I mean, earlier in that fourth quarter, they were double teaming him on the inbound. There were two dudes on him on inbounds for a stretch, for a 3-4 minute stretch.
Yeah, they weren't letting him catch the ball.
It felt like, oh my God, poor this. How old is Ausar Thompson?
19.
And he got embarrassed by sliding, like.
Even younger than Manny.
Yeah.
Out here, Detroit.
Brunson, it was a tie-breaking three with 4 seconds left last night. He had 40 total points to drag the Knicks through game six in Detroit, 116-113. New York was up 15 in the second quarter, 12 early in the fourth, but then down 7 with 2.5 minutes to go, but they get the series-ending win. Unlike the Pistons, the Clippers are alive and well after a 111-105 home win in Game 6 with the Nuggets. So that series heading back to Denver, Game 7 tomorrow. James Harden, 28 points and 8 assists last night. Kawhi Leonard with 27, plus 10 boards and 5 assists. The Pacers will soon be back on the floor against the Cavs in Round 2. The team has told Mr. Halliburton to stay away from his son's games for a while after his post-game confrontation with Giannis this week.
Can we pause on that for a second?
Please.
So it's just, are we getting something definitive here? Are you banned for the rest of the postseason? Can you go to away games? Like, because I think this, we deserve to know, because this dude's actions were completely out of line.
Yeah, I mean, I read two different write-ups about this, and nobody said, like, and the NBA investigation continues. Like, this is a Pacers decision that he has accepted, but it's completely indefinite. And I still think the league needs to say something official about this.
Well, it's just like, I think they're trying to placate the public,
right?
And Giannis, you know, because Giannis didn't like it, even though they eventually got to a good place. But I mean, dude,
snitches get stitches.
Stop, sir.
I think that,
respectfully,
yeah, I think they're trying to thread a needle where they don't want to say he's banned, but he's banned.
Like, shadow ban.
Yeah, I think they're really like, because even the article is like, he will not attend home and road games. It almost makes it sound like it's his decision, which it obviously isn't. He would be there. He's there every game. Every time I watch the Pacers, they always show him.
Way to go, Johnny.
And also, it's just, you got to do it. You know, we're talking about sending messages, and why did the NFL, you know, fine the Falcons so much for the prank call? It's like you're trying to send a message to other people. You got to send a message here, because the dad can't be on the court stepping to Giannis like that after they lose.
No, and like, even just like the bigger picture, every NBA game I watch, I am still amazed by how close people are. That, like, you got to coach these games next to a regular person. The NBA is begging for these things to happen.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I often go to the Garden, and I tell you, I saw Stephon Marbury run out to the foul line on a penalty call. Like, the guys get on the court all the time, every single play. Like, it's not, the court's right there. I got on the court because my water fell, and I wanted to make sure that it didn't, like, trip up Jalen Brunson. No, I mean, tell you, you're right. Who was with me? I can't remember when Josh Hart was talking to us about the call. I was sitting right there.
I was there.
What's that?
I was there.
Yeah, right. It's crazy how close they are.
It's scary. And to me, it's scary just because you guys are huge. And, like, my thing is, like, they run into a loose ball. Like,
yeah, full speed.
I'm dead.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to be that guy again. Are we maybe caught up in the moment about Tyrese Halliburton's dad? Was it such a crime against humanity to talk some trash to Giannis? I know.
He's not on the team.
You can't walk on the court.
I know, but come on.
He's still a fan, man.
You can't do that. If that was a regular fan, we'd be like, that guy should be banned for life.
Because here's the thing. What if Giannis pushed him or something, right? Because he was cursing at him. What if Giannis pushed him, and then now Giannis is getting fined?
Would have paid pay-per-view money to see that.
Giannis is, you know, two heads taller than him. But he would have gotten, Giannis would have gotten in trouble, and that doesn't seem right either. And you know it would have happened.
Okay.
To be honest, what he did almost did start an altercation, because then Giannis went back to where he was and then went nose-to-nose with him. And John was very smart to then say the right words to make sure Giannis didn't, like, you know,
Malice at the Palace,
didn't RKO him, you know, to Evansville. But, like, that was serious. I don't know. That was very dangerous.
Going against the grain, standing up.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of soapboxes out this week about everything that's wrong. And I mean, are we just kind of caught up a little bit?
Or is it just common sense?
We can't get upset at LeBron for pulling up on Stephen A. and then say that this is okay. We can't. You can't. Well, you cannot have that both
ways. I was defending
a
fellow journalist.
And yes. Future
slash presidential
politician.
Candidate.
I know.
Slash actor. Slash everything.
Oh, my God, the actor thing. Did we talk about that yesterday?
That was this week. I led you astray. Stephen A. actually shot somebody on General Hospital this week.
Shot somebody. It was a crooked nurse.
He saved a patient's life. So I don't know.
Wait, did we talk about this on the air or off
no,
the air?
No, that's off air.
Okay.
That was off air,
yeah. I posed this to the group. Is the coolest thing you can do on camera, like if you're an actor, is to like shoot somebody with a silencer.
Really?
Off the gun. Oh, like plug 100%. In the silencer and then but Stephen A. didn't put the silencer on. He already had attached his character, clearly was thinking ahead to get this crooked nurse.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
I can't believe all these sentences are real.
Yeah. No, you're right, Maggie. A silencer is the number one coolest thing you can do.
It's like you write that into any script. You're just like, thank you for the gold.
I will argue for one other thing.
What's that?
And it's for men or women. If you have a kissing or a sex scene with a fox or like a Adonis. Like, if that gets written into your story, you're like, oh, yeah.
I'd rather have the silencer. I hear it. That's good. I'd go with the silencer because...
I think you're right.
Yeah, James Bond kissed many women, but that was cool, but the silencer was better.
Stay off the weed!
Yeah, Raquel Welch coming out of the ocean was one thing, but when he takes out, you know, Jaws or GoldenEye, whatever.
Did you see how smooth Stephen A. looked when he pulled that gun out?
So the only thing that was missing is he didn't have a cool final word, like, you know, like, make my day, or something like that that Clint Eastwood had. But he just took out the silencer.
They went to a close-up of the gun.
I don't like him.
That's not what stay off the weed comes from?
No, it wasn't written into the script of General Hospital.
I sincerely hope he whipped his kid's ass.
How many times do you think General Hospital's had to go back to the crooked nurse, you know, the nurse was trying to kill the patient in the bed.
Oh, my God.
That's like got to be once a month.
A million times.
No, Pearl's an actor, but before you guys, what show would you guys want to guest appear on? If you could pick one show.
I mean, Perloff's got some, the Sandler movies are
I was an
amazing.
Extra in Billions once, too.
Oh, that's cool. That's why.
Yeah,
that's why
but it was a painful experience. It was 9 hours of sitting around, and you have to really slow down the DVR to see me.
But Stephen A. is not an extra. He's a recurring character.
Yeah, it was
questioned
to be like an extra or actually have a role.
Yeah, or like he comes up every couple of years on the show. Like if you ever, if you got that on one show,
I know what it is for Maggie.
Yeah, because I have a favorite show, obvious favorite show,
White Lotus.
Oh no, that'd be cool.
That's what I thought.
Oh, no, I was a very big Seinfeld fan, and I feel like for Seinfeld, a lot of the ancillary characters kind of get remembered forever.
Oh, no, I thought you meant a current show.
That's what I was thinking, but you could take it old school, too.
Well, I mean, Bogus and Manny would be friends.
I would be Rachel Green's love interest, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you're taking a sex scene is what you're saying. Yeah.
I also have a very
like there was a question there.
I got a very specific one for us. Like, I think it's very, very cool to be like the guy's voice on the radio in a movie or like to be the like play-by-play guy in a sports movie.
I'd rather be Jennifer Aniston's guy.
Oh, you mean like with Bob Uecker in Major League?
Yeah, and like Scott Farrell, our old colleague, was the voice of like on the radio of a movie
just
with like Patton Oswalt, who was like a crazy fan. Like,
yeah,
that's cool.
Scott Farrell was the nighttime host, and Patton Oswalt is like obsessed with him and then goes crazy.
We have a million friends who've been sports reporters in movies, like our old friend Don Banks. Peter King's been in 4, I think.
But it would be cool to be like calling Rocky versus Drago. Yeah. You're the fake announcer.
I think it's cooler to do what Stephen A. did, and you're doing something totally different.
Shoot somebody with a silencer a silencer gun as opposed to being a broadcaster.
Yeah, not being a sports journalist to be something completely different.
What if you shot LeBron with a silencer over the Bronny beef?
Yeah, by the way, like,
sensitive times.
That clip has just changed the tide of that whole LeBron. Now Stephen A. is a bigger badass than LeBron. Dude's got a silencer and that cool coat. And was he wearing a turtleneck underneath it? I am wildly impressed. I'm voting for him. Are you guys not in? Yeah.
I said nothing offensive about him.
It's not a good thing when your potential opponent says, I think they should run. That means I think I could slaughter that guy in election, which is what Trump said.
Oh, that how you read that? Interesting.
Yes. If you think so the person can beat you, you don't say, good idea, jump in the race. Silencer. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Thank you, Bogish. Coming up, rivalries back on in the NFL. We'll tell you why.
Get the f*** out of here, Detroit!
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. One thing we often disagree with around here is how much do rivalries still exist, especially in pro sports? Because I'm somebody who thinks they do. And Perloff, you think they've been watered down by free agency and guys are all kind of friends behind the scenes?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get to Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Okay, Matt LaFleur was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and he was asked by Tara Lewan and Will Blackman about Ben Johnson, the new head coach of the Detroit Lions, when he, at his press conference, just kind of unnecessarily took a shot at Matt LaFleur and the Packers, saying, you know, I've really enjoyed beating them twice a year the last few years. And so we kind of thought at the time, oh, they must have a relationship or something. Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson must secretly be pals behind the scene, and this is some big wink, wink, like, haha, I'm talking trash about you in the media. Well, it turns out that's not true. Matt LaFleur said he doesn't even know Ben Johnson.
I don't know Ben Johnson.
So do you have beef?
Do I have beef? I don't know Ben Johnson. I respect him as a football coach. He did a nice job.
More. Matt LaFleur said he was surprised that Ben Johnson took an unprovoked shot at him in the press conference.
But if you don't know him, why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight. I thought it was interesting.
What was interesting?
I thought the press conference was interesting, but I don't have beef with them.
I mean, this guy's a terrible liar. More from LaFleur said he won't get into a back and forth with Ben Johnson, especially not when they play the Lions the first time.
Get the out of here, Detroit!
Hey, hold on, that's EJ.
That stuff. I thought it
but
was,
you'll harness it.
He'll get the eye emojis after a win. You'll send.
I don't have his number, so that won't happen.
You gonna Jim Harbaugh him after a game?
No, I would never do that.
Do you have the strength to do that?
I don't know. Probably not. Apparently not.
Very funny. Do you have the strength? Remember Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll used to go at it, you know, in their post-game handshakes.
Jim
stuff.
Schwartz, too.
Jim Schwartz, definitely. We got into it with a few different people. And Jim Harbaugh. So this is a beef, Pearl. I mean, you can hear Matt LaFleur was not very good at hiding it.
Well, I mean, listen, this Bears-Packers thing is awesome. Clay Matthews started off the draft by taking a massive shot. Not even a shot, a machine gun to that rivalry. And you know, my favorite is our friend Big Cat, a part of my take, always puts on Twitter that Aaron Rodgers should be arrested when he was the Packers quarterback. Like, this is a rivalry. The Chicago, I love it. And I love Ben Johnson. I don't care if he has a personal beef with him, like trying to stoke this. This is really kind of cool.
It's just so flipped on its head because I would have bet $1 million that they knew each other
and
that this was like a friendly jab. It's not.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you, who does Ben Johnson think he is? I mean,
well, Ben Johnson apparently.
And I said Lions coach, obviously. I meant the Bears head coach. Yeah. He was the former Lions offensive coordinator. But he's coming into the Bears team. The Bears have been made it an art form to lose to the Packers. I mean, you can't come in here calling your shot. I know you got Caleb Williams and you've got a good roster.
Oh, you have to call your shot. You absolutely have to come in with this "we're going to kill you" attitude. Don't you?
To take the unnecessary shot, it's just like you could get into this rivalry a little bit. You can, you know, get some skin, a little more skin in the game as a head coach, as opposed to, yeah, the Lions, you can talk big and bad because you were the best team in the NFC last year.
Every report and every former player of Ben Johnson has said he's a total psycho, and in the best way possible. The fact that he was on a staff with Dan Campbell and he's a psycho, this is what Chicago needs. I feel like, like I keep repeating the same themes. These are desperate times, Maggie. You got to come out and you got to talk trash. You got to get in the heads of those Packers. Why not throw the first punch?
Well, it reminds me very much of Rex Ryan when he got the New York Jets job, said, "I'm not here to kiss Belichick's rings."
And it kind of worked.
And it did work a little because they did win a playoff game in Foxborough. Bill Belichick never forgot that and authored some of the biggest ass whoopings that the Jets ever received. So it worked out for a little bit.
Matt LaFleur.
And then you hold receipts, and then it turns out to be embarrassing. And who lasted in another decade at their job, and Rex Ryan was unceremoniously booted from him?
Yeah, a little different. Matt LaFleur is not Bill Belichick.
That's true.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.